Dr. Pinsky dictating at Mount IME. I'm Daniel Friel, F-R-I-E-L. As you know, previously evaluated, Mr. Friel is described in the reports cited above. Paired, he's now a 54-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 9-12-16. Paired, he slipped on rock salt and believes he injured his left hip and lower back on the left. Paired, he was found to have a torn labrum in the left hip that was repaired surgically. Paired, he has completed his course of active treatment. Paired. He indicates that subsequent to this event, he slipped and had a repeat MRI that was negative. Paired. New paragraph. Mr. Friel received an order approving settlement on 4/30/21. Paired. This was for 22.5% of partial total. It's for the orthopedic residuals of the left hip, secondary to a left hip strain and sprain injury, with a tear and detachment of the anterior superior left acetabular labrum, semicolon. Status post arthroscopic repair of acetabular labrum, comma, acetabuloplasty, comma, and fractional lengthening of the iliopsoas tendon of the left hip. Paired, he then reopened his claim. Paired. He did not have any additional testing or treatment at that time. Paired. Paragraph, however, we are in receipt of the report of his left hip MRI from 5/17/17 to be inserted. Period. He also had an MRI of the left hip on 5/3/18 to be inserted. Period. On 7/13/18, he was seen by Dr. Obaid. Period. He diagnosed acetabular labrum tear and recommended surgical intervention. Period. As noted previously, he did have surgery performed. Period. On 11/12/20, he had a permanency evaluation by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A. Period. Physical exam. Lower extremities, left hip extension was to 25 degrees and abduction to 35 degrees. Period. He attributed this to being stiff after just waking up. Period. Motion of the hips, shoulders, and elbows, hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hip and pelvis normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impression. Daniel Friel was injured at work on 9/12/16 as marked in my prior report. Period. He went on to receive an order approving settlement on 4/30/21 for the hip. Period. There was no award for the back. Period. His complaints at that time were ongoing pain and stiffness in the left hip, comma, inability to walk his dog or walk in general for long periods of time without pain, comma, inability to bowl or golf anymore, comma, difficulty with mowing the lawn, comma, often woke up at night due to left hip pain, comma, inability to lie on his left side at all, comma, he was taking over-the-counter pain medications as needed. Pretty then filed a reopener on 10/8/20, asserting he had a significant increase in his pain since the order was entered. Period. However, he has not received additional treatment or diagnostic testing since that time. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be minimally reduced range of motion at the left hip. without crepitus or tenderness. Paired provocative maneuvers at the hip were negative. Paired, he could walk on his heels and toes and squat and little squat and rise. Paired, he had a physiologic gait and did not use a handheld assisted device. Paired, in paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as previously offered and will be marked. Period. And that is the end.